We live in an age of technological revolution. There are few revolutions that are more important than the biotechnological revolution. This ultimately involves the control and the manipulation of the human genetic code. Now, for political reasons, research on this is not all that it might be, but never underestimate the unscrupulousness of the leaders, particularly the liberal establishment leaders, who will betray everything that they believed in or claimed to believe in to get power. We are not going to judge whether the biotechnology revolution in the human genetic code is moral or immoral. We'll let somebody else figure that out. What we are going to talk about is the inevitable reality of its appearance on the stage of history. A key part of this revolution is the concept of ectogenesis, the creation of life outside the human womb, or the creation of artificial wombs. There is no way you can exaggerate the importance of this development. The full extent to which this is technologically possible is unclear, because a good part of the Chinese eugenics and genetics research is secret. We suspect China's a lot farther ahead than people think. Also, there are political restrictions on this research. Those political restrictions are going to be thrown away as history unfolds and becomes more ruthless as the nations struggle against each other. What this means is literally the mass production of life. You will no longer need a human mother for the creation of a human being. No, you will not. And this means you could mass produce super soldiers. Farther along, it will lead to the total and complete manipulation of the process of the creation of life altogether. In other words, why wait 9 months? Maybe you could produce a new human in 1 month, 2 months. Another issue, why wait till someone's 21? This could produce humans that could grow to be adults in maybe 4 years. Or could be born at a much more advanced stage. The possibilities here are endless. We have no illusions that this is going to produce a lot of freaks and monsters. It's not going to be a happy process. However, it's coming. It's coming, and the revolution on the creation of life is going to be counterbalanced also by a revolution on the destruction of life. When the Green Revolution fails, when this whole lunatic mess of the current world order collapses, there's going to be a big choosing, a high-speed game of musical chairs as to who lives and who dies. So there's going to be a lot more rethinking as to who has the right to life and who doesn't. After World War II, because of the political reaction to the Nazi Germany T4 program, where defectives were eliminated, there was a reaction against this, and you celebrated the continuation of diseased forms of life in institutions such as the Special Olympics. As food becomes more scarce, and as the need for able-bodied warriors becomes greater, this situation is going to change, and it's almost certain that we will go back to a system such as ancient Sparta, where the sick and the deformed are either allowed to die or outright killed. Even today, it raises severe moral questions that defectives are kept alive while healthy children are allowed to starve to death due to the lunacy of the global economic system, or that vegetables are kept alive at the end of life. So some tough choices are going to have to be made about who lives and who dies. It's very important to understand that very ugly moral decisions are being made right now. They're just being sugarcoated. But as the system unravels further, further tough choices are going to be made. Related to this is the concept of artificial intelligence. We are more skeptical than others that the human brain can be replicated or superseded by technology, but maybe it can. Maybe it can. Maybe we can move into a Terminator-type situation. But great attention must be paid to the issue of ectogenesis, because think about it. You don't have to have one woman for each child, which is a very limiting situation. You can just mass produce this stuff. So this is a very big deal, very big deal. And as time goes by, we want to study this and think through where all this is going to go, because it's going to be an inevitable part of the coming severe global future.